Well, now we're looking like we're going 1-0 up. I don't think it's a matter of going a goal down now. It's actually looking like we're the team that are putting teams on the back foot. And every manager that I've spoken to, we've posed a majority of the teams their biggest challenge. So that's credit to the players.
Absolutely. So Francois, obviously, with the goal at the weekend, I mean, would you say he's now up to full fitness? Because actually getting fit when you haven't had a proper pre-season in the campaign is remarkably difficult, isn't it?
I think it's always difficult for a footballer now whenever you miss that period in the summer. But don't forget, I've missed it as well with the group of players to work with. I always said when I took over this job, the most difficult thing was because we had lost so many games. Every game you lose now, it seems to have a massive impact. But there was no way I was going to take over and the players were going to take over and win every week. I mean, that very rarely happens up and down the country. So, you know, it is what it is, and the boys have so far rose to the majority of challenges that have been put ahead of them, and we continue to do that on Tuesday.
So, would you say that squad, not just Francois, but the whole squad, have got the sort of the fitness levels that you'd be looking for, or is that something you constantly work on?
No, there's always something that to improve. I mean, I brought the boy in, Liam Walsh from Everton, who, you know, he's like a high-powered sports car. And those are the players that I'm looking for. In football nowadays, you've got to be able to recruit. You only look at Leicester, you look at Tottenham, they can all press when they're out of possession, and their intensity to work is phenomenal. And that's what I want from my team, the intensity to work at high volumes and high fitness levels throughout 90 minutes.
So getting those loans right, I mean, it's a key, and you've got some ones that have done really well for you this season. Is there a key in finding the right personality? Because you know they're all going to be good players if they're coming from Premier League academies.
I think the key to it is you've got to be able to trust people. You can imagine that it's no disrespect. I'm trying to be manager of Yeovil, but also as well, it's impossible to travel the country every week to watch these players. So, you know, someone's got to give you that advice, and it has to be the right advice because it can make a big, big, big impact on your team. And Liam Walsh is a prime example with my contact with Roberto Martinez that he's allowed me to make sure I found the right player, that's for sure.
So with him, does it work? Do you go off his recommendation because he's obviously somebody you trust very well?
He's a Premier League manager that's worked in the top level for a number of years. And whether it's Eddie Howe at Bournemouth as well, when you get to that top level, you get there for a reason. And, you know, a Premier League manager giving you information is 9 times out of 10, it's the right information when you know him.
Absolutely. So I guess just looking ahead, I mean, for next season, obviously the loans are going to work finish in terms of the emergency window. And I guess for clubs like Yeovil, that's going to be a big difference, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes a big difference, but even more of a reason that you make sure your recruitment's right. And so far over the years at Yeovil, there's been some fantastic footballers coming go out of this door. So we got to make sure we continue that.
Absolutely. So I guess what it'll mean is probably more youngsters are going out on longer term loans. They're going to go for half season and season long stuff. So it's going to be even more vital that you get the right ones. Otherwise, you're just going to be wasting your money and their time.
Yeah, it's one of them where you work on that now. And as I said, so far, the signings have made good impacts and I want to continue that.
Good stuff. So so this midweek, I mean, Plymouth, obviously the game that got rained off the other week, you know, they're right up there, aren't they? They're second in the table. They're a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, I think every game is really, for the position we're in, is like a cup final. I've explained that to the lads. I've explained there's a pressure playing for this football club at the moment. I've explained to the loans they're coming into a pressured situation where fans want us to stay up. Why? Because the consequences of getting relegated is not, you know, it's not thinkable. So you've got to be able to deal with that pressure. And every game poses its own threats, its strengths and weaknesses. And the majority of games that, well, I think every game that's been at home has been entertaining. So the supporters have played a large part in that. And since I took over from day one at FA Cup game at Stevenage, the fans have been magnificent. And as long as they keep that support, I think there'll be a real good reaction from the players.
And actually, talking of atmosphere, I guess a relatively local derby, it's not far down the road, is it, to Plymouth? So it'll be a decent attendance and you know, plenty to play for at both ends of the table.
Well, when I was looking at it the other day, I drove up into the football club. I seen the academy going on the 3G with hundreds of people watching. Then I pull into the ground and you see 6,000 plus turn up. and then it's going to be the same against Plymouth. So this is a fantastic football club. There's a lot of positiveness about it, and we're on a building process to get ourselves back to where we belong again.
And do you find yourself, or do you try not to look at the table too much, or is that something that you just take care of itself?
No, we look at the table. The players see the table first thing when they walk through the door this morning. It's important they see that. It's important where they know where the next win, and it must mean everything to them to get above that line and stay above it. And we talk about that line every week, and they need to know. And I want them to be able to deal with that pressure.